Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good day, everybody. We want to welcome you to this week's edition of Here's to Your Health. I'm your co-host, Dr. Ron Epley, and with me, as usual, is...
Yeah, I'm your co-host, Dr. Shane Griffith. This is a college room. Okay, you can record your name. Give us a call. And that number is 347-989-8722. So give us a call, and we'll get you on the show.
Hey, we're finally back on the air. We had a technical difficulty, what, was it last week or 2 weeks ago? And then last week was Memorial Day, which we take Memorial Day off to remember all my colleagues that I used to, that died when I was in the service. So anyway, I want to start this show off. This makes me laugh so much. Because you know there's no difference between men and women.
Yeah, that's what they tell us.
The study confirms that men and women tend to adopt different navigation patterns. And men navigate more efficiently than women. It says men take shortcuts while women follow well-known routes. Which is obvious. It's a doll, right? So, so I'm driving to your office to get adjusted. And my the person that was driving me has a navigation system in her car. She had a plug-in Bonita chiropractic, right? to get there. And then going to Eugene to Costco and all that. And it's not like she's not from around here. Right? And so I was like, turn that dang thing off. Just take the second right. And then you hear the thing goes, take a right at the left. Oh my God! And then I'm going to go to the East Coast. Especially if I traveled other roads before, I kind of know how to get there. I mean, I can right now. I can just visualize where I need to go to a certain place in Eugene, which is 100 miles away, right?
Yep.
And if there's traffic or something, I can visualize where to bypass and where to go. It's like I don't know why us men are But I'll be damned if we're going to ask directions.
Right? Ain't stopping for directions. I know where I'm going.
And I told her, I said, the reason we don't do that is because we want to constantly update that map in our brain. Okay. I don't know where it's at, but if I follow a direction, it won't get into my brain, so I have it memorized. But if I try to find my way there, it's like, okay, now I have a 3-minute map in my mind of where it is. I can find myself way to here and out of here. Every time. But I swear, if you follow directions.
Yep,
you can do it following a map. But so I noticed with her when she follows the navigation system, right?
Right.
Got to turn it back on even to get home.
And she's a crutch. She's a human.
Well, no, see, I've seen that. So the conversation was this. Is not all men are like this and not all women are like that. But more and more studies confirm that, you know, the stereotypes are correct.
Yeah.
But there are exceptions to the stereotypes because, you know, I know men that had to have a navigation system like that, too. And but they're more geeky and they kind of like geeky. Because, you know, men and their toys.
The joke I heard is because it's the two boys, the place of the toys.
Yep. Yep. And you know, the man who dies with the most toys wins.
Yay! We're all the same, Jeremy.
So she's going, oh my God, men are like that, aren't they? Yeah. You know it. You've been around long. You know who we are.
You bunch of kids.
That's exactly what she's saying. See, and we know what you're thinking, so don't think that we don't know.
We can leave you alone.
Funny, right?
That is funny.
So speaking of brain stuff, there's a whole bunch of stuff in the last couple of weeks on dementia and suggestions and all that kind of stuff. So here's what they found. New parts of the brain become active after students learn physics.
That's interesting.
Well, no, we you and I have talked about that when it comes to mathematics, right? Because you like to tutor math, and I do too. They're one of our favorite subjects in school.
Right.
And what you, I know I've heard you tell people that when you're helping them with math, the same thing is the purpose of math isn't necessarily so you could just learn math. Right. It opens up a part of your brain and makes you your ability to think and do things differently.
Right.
Just like helps you with your music, and music helps you with math.
Right.
And now physics, which is basically almost all
right.
Basically,
right.
Is it, now they found that it opens up more parts of your brain.
Yep. Cool. I like it.
So that's why we have to learn these things. Cool. To open up your brain. And you know, here's the thing. Is it's probably true that certain times of your life that your brain is more capable of learning this stuff and to turn it on. So, like, let's say a certain age group is like, this is when you need to learn it. And if you try to learn it too late, you may not be able to, or it may be really difficult to turn that area of the brain on.
Right.
So, but I found that this one interesting. Yeah. And I liked it so much because it's like what I've been telling people all along.
Right.
You know, it's like, oh, yeah, I've been saying that for years. I've been talking on the wrong side of my mouth, but it looks like I was right all along.
That's right. It's terrible when you try to joke with people, which is right all the time.
I know. Cognitive training reduces pressure. We need to be able to do it. So that's, you know, for increase the ability to increase Six healthy marks.
Yep. So keep your brain working.
And for how long have we heard that these are safe? Safe.
Yeah, right. They always say that. It's not going to kill you today, so it must be safe.
It kills you in 10 years, you're not going to be able to see it. Well, remember who you are.
Or you're going to be taking your clothes off and walking down the middle of the street because you don't know where you are, who you are, or what that you're supposed to wear clothes. Or you set your house on fire because you don't remember that you put food on the stove. Yeah, who cares about all that?
Yeah, exactly. You know, this is me.
Yeah. So, yeah, this really is. This really is a problem that we're having. The side effects of all these drugs. Not only are the antidepressants causing dementia, but they're causing people to increase risk of homicide and suicide.
Right.
And speaking of homicide, how many of these shooters are going on now all of a sudden?
Right.
Holy cow. And here's what people are not hearing, too, is how many people are being prevented.
Right. Right.
By doing it, because someone else has a gun and they're stopping them.
Right.
Right away.
I'll tell you that.
There's a lot of it happening right
yeah.
now. It's like there's like almost an epidemic of people wanting to shoot other people. And
right.
nice thing is there's an epidemic of people shooting back or shooting them before they get the shot off.
Yeah, right. That's always a good thing.
But in England, what there's an epidemic of knife attacks because guns are illegal. The last one, there was a machine gun.
Uh-huh. Right.
So if you look at the violence perpetrated against other people, whether it's a knife
right.
or anything else, that's the disease.
Right.
Not the tool that they're using to kill it.
Right.
Is it because of the country?
Oh, yeah, because we talked about this before, but you have, like, the 9/11 2001. That was box cutters, right? And they killed how many people? Lots and lots of people.
Mm-hmm.
And they did with airplanes. So, what do we do? Outlaw airplanes and box cutters?
Well, I'm just alluding to England because
the
increased number of migrants. They're not going to the store and buying Rambo knives. They're taking kitchen knives.
Right.
And he said, and the judge was saying, there's no need to have a starting point on the site. I think he's an old judge. He doesn't have an EP.
Yeah.
If someone cut this morning, he's going to
have an EP. Yeah, right. Yeah. So it can kind of state.
How about, don't you need a knife for chopping and
vegetables? All the time, yeah. And the sharper it is, the better it is. It's sacred.
It's sacred, it's cool, yeah. I know it just cracked me up, but again, it's like what I've been saying all along. It's not the tool that's the problem. It's what is going on with people, and because we keep focusing on the tool, which I don't have too many problems focusing on some of the tools, honest truth. But it's overemphasized. And then the other place is under-emphasized. You know, anything that can help make everybody safer and less of these things happen is actually probably a good thing.
So in all of the mass shootings, school shootings,
and stabbings,
have they all been one underlying thing?
So far, they're all they all have mental illnesses, and they're all taking any antidepressants. Or antipsychotic. So here's the deal. Is it the mental illness causing them to do it, or is it the drugs they're taking for the mental illness that's causing them to do it? You know, I think it's, well, I don't know which one it is, but I think there's an under-emphasis in exploring that as an option. No, they don't, because they want to be able to drug everybody.
Right.
That's the way that profession.
Well, and you're talking about it before, too, is that, you know, the people who are reporting all this stuff don't want that to be the top either, because that's where they make their money.
Well, the truth is, if it was one holiday, let's just use 4th of July.
Right.
You did something bad on 4th of July. It'd be perfectly fine. It's once a year.
Right.
But what you're alluding to is that it's the accumulation of all of this crap that's just over and over and over and over again. And then what I'm seeing more and more now is parents give their kids junk food in order to get them to help control their behavior, because the kids' behavior is out of control, and if they feed them some junk, it calms them down temporarily.
Temporarily, yep.
And so they're using food now as a babysitter.
Right. Yep.
And so, And what's it doing to their cognitive function? It says here, according to the study, children whose mothers consume sugary drinks during pregnancy were born with impaired cognitive ability and speech function.
Right.
Now, this study didn't say it, but is it permanent? Do they have a permanent reduction in IQ because their mom did that or not?
Probably. And you know, it's a funny thing to me is that.
So well, if the mom's overweight and doing this while she's pregnant, what do you think she's doing while she's nursing? And how much do you think she's feeding the child early on?
Right. Same thing. Always the same thing.
No, before I interrupted, go ahead.
So I was thinking, you know, when I moved to Benita and started practicing, meeting more people there, I have met more people with speech impediments there than I ever had it before.
Where was?
In Benita.
Yeah.
Where I practice. And it's a funny thing. I really noticed it. I was just sort of kind of wondering what the connection was. That probably was what it is, but. Because it just.
You know what I want to say, but I'm afraid that they won't get this. I'm joking.
Probably.
Is it because they're marrying their cousins in Benita?
No, that's not it. That's Florence. Come on. No, actually, where I grew up, that was a big thing.
That's a bad joke everywhere.
It's a bad joke.
Anybody from California that moves to these small towns, that's what all they say.
Right. Too much inbreeding going on here. Oh, you hear that about, like, yeah, you're right. You hear it everywhere. You
know,
you talk about Kentucky and hillbillies, as it were, right? And, yeah, everywhere. All of the small towns. You're exactly right. Everywhere. so funny. Such a bad joke, but it's funny as we get out. All right. No, they don't. You can't prove it. Yeah. Right. It's a nice theory that hasn't been disproven yet.
Yeah, and you know what? I don't think you can prove any of those things.
Right.
You know, maybe a couple hundred years ago, you can show that you had a study on the study, but you say, okay,
it's
not a law. Right.
Right.
Yeah, but I don't think you can really prove it. Because there's going to be a question.
Yep. There is. So,
yeah, so will it prevent cognitive bias in 2021? Or something else? Like, oh, see? Okay, so look at all the stuff on brain function.
Right.
It's becoming a, like vitamin D, fish oil, probiotics. It's now becoming something getting people's awareness.
Yep.
And thank goodness. Now, because when this stuff comes out like this, it might be what we were talking about before.
Right.
It's not the general public.
Right.
And so, you know, it's like, come on, get on board. We reported that years ago. The human brain in the United States is now 11%, the outer cortex of the brain is 11% smaller than it used to be. We are not evolving. We are de-evolving. And if you look at our political discourse and the way we treat each other, it's really apparent. So when it comes to chocolate, the darker, the better. Dark chocolate reduces stress while improving memory.
Nice.
Yeah, so we actually, did you ever see our card that we had printed up? 7 hours of dark chocolate. Hey, Tammy, I wonder if you can turn that before I get strong. But anyway, so we produced, we produce this because of sort of the weight loss thing we're doing for people is that trying to tell people. It becomes very, very difficult. Dr. Goforth has a little time to get off of. So what we do is we just say, well, there are some things that are actually really healthy for you, you should do.
It reduces inflammation.
really nice tasty dark chocolate. And I was just a couple of weeks ago for the other dark chocolate. Because I couldn't find the one we were going to want. So I needed that one. Which are dark chocolate. And it's pretty good ingredient. They're pretty expensive. But, learn to like them a little bit more, and they're pretty good. And then, you know, like I say, I'm not supposed to dry, eat crap. But then what it happens is if you get used to the dark chocolate and eat crap, you just don't want to do that so much anymore because it's so awful. You just don't feel good.
Yep.
Brain injury, whether it be you know, whatever kind of brain injury, car accident or got hit in the head or whatever, that is a great tool for them.
Yeah,
for recovery.
One of the other reasons I want to get. Yeah. I'm really seeing more and more. Well, you remember when you used to work for me years ago, long time ago.
Oh,
you're really old,
man. Oh yeah, right. Holy cow.
Is the amount of people that came in and we diagnosed with post-traumatic brain injury
right.
and mild concussions, and that are mild traumatic brain injury or post-concussion syndrome.
Uh-huh. Right.
And that was the early days when no one else was diagnosing that. We saw them, but we didn't know really what to do. We didn't
right.
take care of them. And when I send people to a neuropsychologist to confirm that it was a brain injury and not a psychological
right.
disorder, is like I would ask them, when should I have these people measured? And they go, well, wait for 6 months, because
right.
most people are going to recover in 6 months
right.
from that. And they go, okay. Now, but that was the early days before we knew much of what was going on. Now we're knowing more. And remember at one time during this cold concussion thing, it was like, no neurological stimulus. Put them in a dark
yep,
room.
I remember that.
Now it's like maybe that might not be the best thing to do, that they probably
right.
need some but not too much. So the science is changing
right.
every day.
Right.
So
I may have to get you one of those for my office too. I'm going to think about it. Let's just see how much they are, I guess.
Well, you know, I have this theory that if I could do it. But the problem is you and I work in small towns.
Right.
So we don't have access to a large population of people to experiment.
Right.
And then the experiment would show that your method of doing things might be more successful than another person's
uh-huh.
way of doing it. We're just stuck with a small town and people come to us the way they do.
Right.
And so my theory is medicine is awfully expensive these days.
Yeah, it is.
It's way more expensive than it needs to be. And I understand why it needed to get expensive. But we do have technology now, and we do have other ways to do things, that we can reduce the price a lot for people
uh-huh.
who just come in. I mean, think about it. I went to have a pedicure for the first time in my life. My roommate paid for me to have a
right.
pedicure. They'll let me go in.
Right.
You know, you sit on a massage chair. Not a very good quality massage chair, but at least it's which is kind of cool. You know, it's got some heat and
uh-huh.
stuff. And then they massage your leg,
right.
which is an actually incredible massage.
Right.
Of course, they do your nail. And for like $25, and you're going, oh, my God, how come a massage therapist that I'm doing IME reports on people
uh-huh.
are charging $240 an hour? When you go get your feet done,
right.
$25 and get your nails done.
Right.
They weren't painted or anything.
Right, right.
It's actually like cheap at first, but you know what I'm
yeah.
saying? And these people are making a living.
Uh-huh.
And so what is medicine pricing the market?
Right.
And the truth is, it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's
uh-huh.
So like things like an ultrasound. That was a staple in chiropractic.
Right.
Every chiropractor, and they have an ultrasound.
Right.
Turns out it's not a on it.
Right.
But it still has this use.
Right.
But so now you charge the insurance company that the rate they give you.
Right.
Like that, right. So you do something small to tell them someone for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and you get $30. So you hire someone paying $10 an hour and they
get
$10. That's what you're doing. But what if they did it themselves?
Right. They don't get any of that money because they have it at home doing it. Right.
Yeah,
but they can't
restrict
get
them
right.
from going to home. But what if they
right.
came in your office? And
right.
They can go to the gym and use exercise equipment. Why can't they come in your office and use exercise?
That's right.
But instead, well, we got to have a therapist supervising them. There's no therapist.
Yeah. Right. Uh-huh. Teach them how to do it. Right. Yep.
But no, I know chiropractors have a path. The same rehabilitative equipment that a gym does.
Right.
And they're charging $250 a visit for people to come in and use all this equipment.
I know.
When they pretty much could have got it all at $25 at the gym.
Yeah, a month.
A month.
Yeah, I know. That's funny, huh? The other chiropractors, some of the doctors, any of them, right? Some of them are pretty inventive that way.
So why couldn't we start switching over to becoming get people more involved in it? And we just take more of a supervisory position.
Right.
You can still charge for the periodic supervision of them.
Uh-huh.
I don't think we are no longer justified in the exorbitant fees we charge for physical therapy.
Right.
Especially if equipment's used instead of someone physically doing the work.
Right. Right. Yep. Exactly right.
You know what I mean?
I do.
So no, I think we can transition to laser therapy, because lasers are incredible these days for what they can do.
Yeah.
Why couldn't I mean, you can teach your office staff to do it.
Right.
Just go do this. In fact, most people do. That's how they make a bigger profit.
Uh-huh.
They charge $60 for the service to an insurance company. They pay someone $10 an hour to do it.
Right.
And it's like, it's just pure profit. So why not just teach a patient how to do it?
Yeah.
And you supervise them.
Right.
More or whatever, and make sure that are you benefiting from
it? Right.
And then the patient is more active in health care. That's part of what we were the criticism of chiropractic care. The excessive amount of what is passive modality.
Right.
You want the patient more active. Well, if they use a passive modality on themselves,
yeah, it makes it active.
Is that now an
active
treatment?
Yeah,
I think
it's totally active, right? Because you got a couple of things going on. One, you got them actually doing it. So that makes it actually all by itself. But also you get their brain involved.
Yep.
They're like, oh, I'm doing this because it's going to make me better.
Yep.
Oh, this is going to help me.
And who knows better of where that should go than
exactly
if they're on
right.
there and they go, you know what, I need to move it over here a little bit. But
yeah.
We can't get down to the doctor.
No.
We kind of do the same thing every time.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you
yeah.
can't help.
No.
Do the same thing. That's why you and I
that's
talked
right.
about that so many years ago. Sometimes you have to
right.
or your kids, or you and I have to go see another chiropractor
right.
instead of each other. Just periodically, because we do the same exact thing every time, out of just not just habit, but
right.
physics. You
right.
the same height, the same weight, the tables, the same
right.
height.
You know, right. Yeah, that's exactly right. That's why we use each other's adjusted table once in a while.
Yeah, and it makes a
difference. Yeah.
And so just so a patient will move it around and do it on a little different part. And, you know, of course, there's parts of the body that can't do it like an ultrasound.
Right.
Right. And so why not getting them more?
Yep. I agree completely.
It's like, wow, we could save them. We could save the medical system a ton of money, and we could probably get better outcomes.
Yep. Yep. But what's funny is you'll actually make more money because you'll get more people doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't charge as much. So just do it more often. Because it's helping them. And they go, hey, you know what I did? I'm telling their friends. You go see this guy. He does this for me, and I do this, and I do that, and I do this in his office. Really? Now you take care of myself in his office? Oh,
yeah. Yeah, we get calls now for the vibration plate. People are calling.
Yeah.
Hey, can I come in and use that? You have to establish as a patient with me first.
Right.
And then you can use it.
Nice.
That's it. I just want to know, are you using it for the right reason or not reason? And
uh-huh.
Because, you know, there's everybody will do stuff that they think is in their own benefit. It's probably the wrong thing.
Right.
So, hey, you got ice therapy. You want to come in here. No, don't use ice.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so at least I want to be able to be the doctor and help guide them on what they need
right.
to do.
Right.
And then I'm going to use it.
Yeah.
If they come in here and use it, if I see them coming in, it'll always trigger me. Is okay, how long have they been doing that?
Right.
And I can always say, hey, come on and make an office call. Let's talk about, is that helping you? And is there maybe something else that you might want to do better?
Right. Right.
At least you can help guide them.
Right.
So here we go. Early life obesity impacts children's learning and memory. Study found a link between 2 weeks weight status and 3 years of life and their school-like performance on cognitive tests. Like we alluded to earlier.
Right.
With that.
Right.
A woman on a high sugar diet,
yeah.
pregnant, screws up the cognitive function. And she probably doesn't see her kid right when they're young, and that screws up.
Yep. Right.
Study also indicated that IQ scores may be lower for higher weight.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. It's really.
So
here we are.
Right.
Here we are.
Right.
Literally. Not just figuratively.
Yep.
Here we go.
Right.
Use of 17% of newly diagnosed cancer.
in the sport, don't give them all this other crap.
Well, it's either that or they're just completely incompetent. They don't know what they're doing.
No, I just can't figure out why. It doesn't make sense.
Right. And part of that, too.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Right. They're incompetent in that area. Which, of course, we talked about before, too. We don't think that obesity is prescribed drugs anyway. Pharmacists. Otherwise, why would pharmacists become doctors now and be licensed to give medication to people? What's the point?
I know.
I don't understand it. Why? They should be the ones prescribing.
Yeah, it's Dr. G, it's just like everything has changed over time.
Right.
And yet some things never change.
Right.
But yet everything around them has changed.
Yeah.
But that profession has not changed.
Right.
And I don't know what's wrong with them. I don't know why they're not out there trying to well, the problem, I know what's wrong.
Uh-huh.
Is if we want to take the ability to prescribe away from medical doctors,
right.
They're going to fight it tooth and nail because
right.
That's the only tool they have.
Right.
They don't know how to be doctors anymore.
Right.
They just know how to be drug providers.
Right. Exactly right. But they don't understand the drugs. That's what kills
them.
No,
they don't.
That's the only thing they know how to do, but yet they don't know what they're doing with it.
Yeah, otherwise, why would 17%?
Right? Uh-huh. I mean, I certainly don't want the responsibility of prescribing drugs because I don't know anything about drugs, except for they're bad for you. Right? So, I mean, that's about it. Yeah. DMD or DCM or something like that.
The ability to recommend over the counter.
Right.
Not that at all.
Right.
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 Why do we want
to? I know, right? I know. Right. Right.
So, look at this. All this stuff on brain.
Uh-huh.
Here we go, another one. Confirm. Antidepressants and other drugs. This is just another article based on the
Nice. This is
what we've been talking about. Here's the study.
Right.
Right.
More of the same.
Of what we need to do. Oh, now we're getting into something else besides the brain. Concurrent.
Nice. That is, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right.
A lot of it. Several pounds of it. And I mix it with this one.
Right.
And the cool thing about that is if you try to come up and you got a skin wound, you can put that on your skin wound and help the healing.
That's cool. That's really cool. I like that. It's a good idea.
Yeah. Significantly increases antioxidant capacity of the body. It improves the ability of the brain derived
Nice.
Right. So there's all kinds of anti-inflammatory stuff. You don't need all those medications.
Right. Fish oil.
fish oil is number one, is what I do. Because I can measure that in your blood
right.
and see what your fish oil says.
Yep.
I can't really measure your anthocyanidin levels in your blood.
Yeah, right. Nice. Huh. To a sauna, huh? How long do I have to spend in there? I can usually do about 3 minutes.
And in the beginning, when people go in there, that's about all we can do.
Yeah.
After a while, you can go in there for 20, 30 minutes without too much difficulty.
Really? Huh.
But basically, I just go in there until I start dripping sweat off me, then I get out.
Right.
It's one of those weird things when I used to go to an athletic trainer, whatever we were doing, the warm-up on the machines, is I knew I was warm when the first drop of sweat fell off onto the bike or the stair step or whatever
right.
it was. And that was my key. Okay, I'm warm enough now. I'm going to move on to any other stuff. And in the beginning, here's what happened. A minute on it, and you're dropping sweat.
Uh-huh.
When you get in better shape, it's like, come on.
Right. Yeah, exactly right.
Right.
But in the beginning, it's right. But in the beginning, it's yeah. So that'd be good for me to do too, because you know I hate being in the heat. Just
I don't like it either. Yeah. A little less rain than normal.
Right.
I'm not
concerned. Right. It's been gorgeous.
Hey,
yeah.
Woke up and it's nice cool air.
Yeah.
This is like fall weather.
Yeah,
like
right.
Time.
Right.
When the morning air is cool, the sun comes out, warms it up.
Right? Uh-huh.
Wow. It's beautiful, but it got a little bit warmer faster than what my body was used to outside, and I had some negative effects of it. I didn't drink enough water and stuff.
Right.
It's like, oh. Get in the car and get the air conditioning on as fast as possible.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, do your hands shake when you write? You could be lacking in vitamin B12. That's a new finding from the Archives of Medicine article. So, I've been seeing that a lot. A lot of my older patients' hands are shaking.
Right.
And so I was thinking about this article and thinking about them. And I was thinking about it and going, you know what? That actually might be something we're missing in B12 deficiency.
Right.
Because at one time, the medical profession was hot on B12.
Right.
Too. So was naturopathic medicine and all the alternative guys, because they were giving people B12 injections all
yeah,
the time.
Right.
I don't think I've seen a patient come in years getting B12.
Yeah, I noticed a lot less, too, B12 people. First, they were coming in, well, I'll do a B12.
So did all of a sudden all the B12 deficiencies get cured?
Right. Or maybe they did.
I don't think they did.
I think
it's just that we moved on to other things and
right.
forgot about them.
Right.
Like everything else, we forget.
Right.
And so it's entirely possible that a lot of people need a lot more
B12. Yeah. Huh. Cool.
Well, it's a common one that people like to take in their B12.
Yeah, right.
So your thyroid hormones can be the reason why you're tired all the time. Okay. His researchers may have caught a break in understanding chronic fatigue syndrome. Marked by bouts of persistent extreme fatigue, weakness, and depression. A study published in the Journal of Frontiers of Endocrinology, researchers established a link between the condition and decreased thyroid level, in particular, lower thyroid hormone. I don't know what it is.
No. Right. Uh-huh. Right.
Like we have to.
Yeah, right.
Right. So which would mean that some of the older doctors that I was aware of many, many years ago when I used to treat discovered
right.
Yes. Many of those
right. Right. Uh-huh.
You're normal.
Right. Well, that's another thing that kills me, too. So how come it is that one person can have this level of whatever it is, and that's normal for them. Well, you know, a temperature is a good example of that. So the average body temperature is 98.6 Fahrenheit. So when I remember asking one of my instructors in college about my wife, and we were, you know, we were not really trying to have kids, but we hadn't had any, we hadn't been preventing anything either, right? So normal activity, normal everything, except for she was amenorrheic. So that means, you know, I was asking about that. I said, so does, do you think, I mean, you know, she's got a low body temperature. She's like 96.8. Oh, it can't be that low, is what he told me. I said, no, it is. No, it can't be. She'd be hypothermic. I said, but she's not. She's always been that way. I take her temperature. It's always 98 or 96.8. It was easy to remember, right? Because 98.6 is the norm, and hers was 96.8. So you just, you know, whatever. And he just said, no, it can't be. Okay, fine. Had to quit talking. Lost.
Yeah, well, no, I see it. One of my roommates, she has low temperature all the time too. So no, it's So what do you do with these people that are low?
Right.
But it's normal.
Right. And so that's what I'm saying too. So how come we have all these norms? Like, oh, well, so what? You have a norm. Well, this might not be normal for that person.
No, that's exactly right. So that's what that's where doctors are supposed to use their doctor training to come
right.
in. But they lose the ability to do it because of technology.
Right.
What I mean by that is that they just what you said, well, that's the normal range, so it's low, it can't be.
Right.
Well, what are the symptoms? The symptoms are saying that that's what it is.
Right.
Let's run a lab test. Well, it can't be that because the lab test.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But it is that.
That's right. Well, let's increase that.
That's how I found cancer on people with doing an MRI on them.
Uh-huh.
That's why people are missing it. Like, oh, it can't be. Well, you have the symptoms of something bizarre going on.
Right.
Let me do an MRI. Well, no, they don't have it. It's completely just fine. Let's do it anyway.
Uh-huh.
Oh, look at that. Spinal cord.
Yeah, right. Shocking. Yep.
Yeah. Or lymphoma.
Right.
Or something like that that we find in people. And it's all because of, well, so what if their lab work says they're normal?
Right. Right.
It's not normal for them.
That's right.
They still have these symptoms.
Uh-huh.
I had a guy once who, funny guy. He had an infection. It turned out that he kept coming in and they thought he had bone cancer.
Right.
Because he had these bench joint proteins.
Uh-huh. Right.
Synonymous with bone cancer.
Right.
All the tests on him, couldn't find bone cancer anyway, so they couldn't figure out what's going on.
Right.
And he come in here one day, and his temperature is awfully high. When I touch his skin, go, oh, you got an infection. You go to the emergency. Oh, no, I'm on antibiotics. Well, no, I'm seeing it. Oh, I'm on antibiotics. Can't be. Well, when you go home, because I don't have a thermometer here, measure your temperature, and if it's 10, that's high, go to the emergency. And he would argue with me. No, I'm okay, calls me up. My temperature's high. So told you, go to the emergency. Went to the emergency room. You got an infection. And he goes, how's that? I'm on antibiotics. So he comes to me after they give him the same thing. I go, you probably have a resistance strain of whatever.
Right.
So I'm going to send you somewhere to your teeth.
Right.
The different doctors. But then they have different course of antibiotics. Of course, they went there and it all went away. And by the way, his syndrome is protein.
Right. Right. Yep. No kidding.
It was an infection.
Yeah.
It was doing it. Basically, it was an infection as well.
Uh huh.
And it looked like
me. Right.
And so they thought he was okay. And why? Because he wasn't acting sick or feeling sick. All he had was an elevated temperature. I didn't feel by touch.
Uh huh.
Yeah. And so it's like he's one of those.
Uh huh. Yep. Right. Yep. He's a lifesaver. You know, kind of sometimes we are. Just,
but no, you're supposed to pay attention to what the body's telling you. The lab work.
Right. Right.
80% of what's going on, we're taught this was cool. 80% of what the patient comes out of the patient's mouth, or what comes out of the patient's mouth, 80% of the time is what's wrong with it.
Right.
You can figure it out from that. You don't need to do other stuff to figure out what it is. You already know what it
is. Right.
So a lab test is kind of to confirm or rule out, or you go, this is what it is. And then you treat it, and you go, it's not responding the way I thought it was. Let me see if I was wrong. It could have been something else.
Right. Right?
and then you come back and go, oh, well, it was. So one third of people ended breathing in from the
Not
like the old days where you x-rayed everybody. You can find degenerative disease in all of them.
Right.
And I miss x-raying people a lot for the fact to show them that they have degenerative disease and to begin to tell them that there are some solutions to it. That's your diet and lifestyle that caused you to get here. And if you don't change it, this is going to degenerate further.
Right.
I kind of miss having those, the ability to do that, especially this day and age. But, you know, the rules of the game have changed.
Right, right.
So true. X-ray's not going to help their back pain.
Yep, that's right.
And, you know, and then the idea that degenerative joint disease is just an incidental finding, and you have it just because you're getting older.
Uh-huh, which is wrong.
That's not that is what.
Yep. I know. I agree.
So, the FDA warns teething medicines are unsafe, and they want them off the shelf.
Right.
So here's another example, Dr.
Uh-huh.
of everything is supposed to be safe. It's over the counter. You can buy it over the counter. Why is it many, many years later?
Right.
They finally discover it's not safe.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
And this is the Food and Drug Administration wanting them off the shelf.
Yep.
Where in the hell were they 30 years ago when they were invented?
Right, when they were putting them on there. But said, okay,
and because they were paid off by people in the industry back then, and now that all those people are dead and they've been replaced by other people, these people are going, oh, I'm a gas. What is doing?
Right.
But they get paid by another company because they want to promote their product and go, we'll get theirs off the shelf.
Right.
Now, I mean, I'm being facetious.
Yeah,
that,
I get it.
The reality is, how is this possible?
Right. Well, right there with you. You might be being facetious, but I bet you're probably right. Well, I haven't trusted FDA for a long time. Oh, you know? Right. Right. Yep. But I love it when a chiropractor comes out with some, oh, yeah, we're FDA approved. Who cares? I don't care.
Well, they get a memory device.
Right.
Used by NASA.
Right. Oh, yeah, right. That was another one, too. Well, used by NASA. So what? We're not going to space.
You know, this is what cracks me up about everything. It drives me, and it really drives me up, too.
Yeah.
The amount of marketing and everything.
Right.
Every word out of their mouth is just purely BS and just marketing just driven by their phone.
Right, exactly right.
Pay attention. You know, I would like to. Part of the reason I like to just read these headlines is obviously more detail
right.
that to me fascinates me. I'd like to get into every one of them in a lot more detail. But the reality is how much time do people have on all the details?
Right. Right.
We need a trusted source of information that you can get right off the bat, and this is it.
Yep.
How much fish oil do I need?
Lots.
That much.
Yep.
Why do I need it? Good for you.
That's right.
You want more information? We can give you all the information you want, but here's the deal. Just trust us. You need a vitamin D.
Yep. So we'll trust us to do the lab work.
Exactly. We'll do the lab work. We'll be able to back up what we say with the lab work.
Right.
But so how much time and effort do you want to spend on this, or do you want to just trust me?
Right. Yep.
We've done the work for you.
Right.
And we're trying to keep it as simple as we possibly can.
Exactly.
So, like we talked about years ago, I still would like to see a website out there.
That'd be awesome.
That you could put vitamin D, for instance, on there, and every study ever done on there, graded and ranked on the quality of their study and the quality of their evidence.
Right.
And so the stuff that's actually really well done raises to the top.
Right.
And then you could just literally look at the headline and know for a fact that you can so on this, how much vitamin C do I need to do, whatever.
Right.
What do I need to
right.
eat, well, move, well, think, well, that's
yep.
it. To keep it simple.
Well, it would be a great website. But the downside of it is you have to work on the human factor of it and being people being, just like the FDA or any other organization, getting corrupt.
Yeah, that is a problem all the time with the corruption. But there are, I think there are ways about getting around it.
Yeah.
Like the peer review process was originally invented to get away from medical corruption.
Right.
That process has become corrupt in itself. And so there are people speaking out about it and how to make the changes. And we just haven't changed over yet.
Right.
It's like a lot of stuff needs to change.
Right.
And it just takes forever to change anything.
Right.
Especially if the government gets involved in any way, shape, or form.
Yep. You know, it makes the process a long time. Go ask the government help.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I know it. It drives me crazy.
Yeah, and the government, oh, God. This is bad, but I just have to say. $5, they'll love you a long time. But for the government, no, $5,000, they'll love you short time.
That's right. That's right. Exactly. I love scary stuff.
Yeah.
Right. Wow.
That's shocking.
And what's funny is the job, the unemployment rate is going way down.
The low black unemployment rate, the lowest in history.
In history. But you don't hear that on the news. You gotta look for it elsewhere. You don't hear it on your everyday news media.
Statistically speaking, we are at full employment.
Right.
Statistically, that's what they that's their definition.
Right.
You know. But yeah, it's pretty amazing.
It is.
I like the fact that you know you can't trust the government because there's too damn many people to work for it. Now the government is being cut down in size.
Right.
And I'd like to see it reduce a lot more.
Yep.
A lot more.
Oh, me too. It'd be awesome. Be awesome. Yeah.
The government regulation is the single biggest reason why it's so expensive.
Yeah, I agree completely.
Market,
yep.
Network,
right.
Rather than the government getting involved.
Yep. Kind of exactly right.
The market said, okay, you can do that. You can fire them. But what about all these other people that did the same thing that you didn't fire? And then people are going, yeah, what about them?
Right.
Well, that's corrupt. We're not going to go back to there. And they feel it in their pocketbook immediately.
Right.
And that's the one thing that I used to like about Ralph Nader is he never went far enough in teaching people the power of the dollar.
Right.
That if we could just get over ourselves and our own addictions and our own stupidity, that we could get together in one day and bring an industry to its knees.
Right.
For instance, if we all quit buying gas for one day.
Right. Right.
They will respond immediately to whatever it is because they're going, oh, my God, their numbers are off.
Right. 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 I know it's an interesting thing, huh? Yeah. I've seen it. I get it.
But if they just got together and just used their dollar,
right,
vote, they can make an incredible change. But they want to try to do it another way.
Yep.
Getting out there burning buildings down the street.
Yep. Yep, I know.
Not necessarily to a mom and pop, but to big corporations.
Right.
One day is all it takes. Yep. If they boycotted Facebook for one day, do you think Mark Zuckerberg would listen?
Oh, I'm sure he would.
To change things?
Yep.
If all of a sudden they weren't clicking on all their clickbait on Facebook for one
yep.
day, if everybody just said, no, we're not clicking on Facebook one day. But you know what? People just can't.
Right. That's exactly right. Blow up
for everybody else.
Yep, that's right. But like REI used to be my favorite store to go to for shopping. Well, with the whole gun stuff, you know, they stopped reselling whatever Camelback, whatever, because they were affiliated with arms, whatever. So I quit shopping at REI.
There was just something that I was reading this weekend too about another company, I can't remember who. Got involved in the control thing, and then people quit going there, and now they're changing their mind right now because it's really adversely affected all their business.
That's good. I know Dick Sporting Goods did the same thing.
Yeah, it's and that's the power of American people.
Right.
Like, you, if you don't want to go somewhere because politically, let's say you're against guns and they're selling guns,
right?
Don't go.
That's right. Don't go there. That's your power.
That's your power.
Right.
That's all of you people.
Right. 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 Yep.
Is the way they're going to swing, one way or another.
Right.
Where do we make the money? Who do we go with?
Right.
So it's the free market. It's fine. I have no problem with people boycotting because they don't like that they sell guns.
That's right.
Stay away from
them. Yep. Do it. Because that's what you want. And that's what you believe. And that's perfectly fine.
I'm all for it, dude.
Right?
Don't go there.
Don't go there.
Go somewhere that you like better.
Yep, exactly right.
And that gives me two places to choose from.
Right.
Instead of just one.
Right.
I go, maybe I like that. What's the other place is better.
Right.
I'll just go there for their gun, and I'll go over there for something
right.
else. Because I like what they do there. And then,
right.
You know.
Yep. Exactly right. Right. Yep. Right. Exactly right. Gotta get your bush oil. Come get it for me. Yep, exactly right. Yep. Yeah, exactly right. 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 Right.
Right. It's said that there's no health insurance at all. And people have money in their
pocket. Right.
The same way they need to.
Yep. Right. Exactly right.
Statistically, in all the studies, that's what we're talking about. You really need to know about that.
Right. Right.
Because people are insurance, they need to pay things.
Yep.
And they'll pay for something else. They're already paying $1,000 for their insurance. Market.
Right.
So one of the solutions that chiropractors and naturopaths and acupuncture.
Right. Right. Which drives me crazy.
Which and then we need a pre-approval for alternative. We need a pre-approval for the drug treatment.
Right. I know.
So they put all of these roadblocks in the way to interfere with what we'd call free market.
Yep. Exactly. They do.
Which, if you're going to interfere with free market, you think
exactly right.
Anyway, good show.
You're very good. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. I can't.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Here's to your health.